for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen. The moon is full. And we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Hey, it's Eli here with the first of our live episodes recorded at the Hamilton Fringe Festival. This is part one of our very first show with our special guest, Michael Howie. You might know him as Egerton from The End of Time and Other Bothers, or from his nonfiction wildlife advocacy podcast, Defender Radio. Thanks so much to Mike for helping us kick off our Fringe run in style.
Hi, everybody. My name is Beatrix Brass. And before we start the show, I want to introduce you to someone that you're going to be helping us create episodes with tonight.
Oh, thanks, so, Christy. That's really nice of you, Beatrix.
Shut up, Bob. All right, can I please get Mike Howie? Can you please come to the stage, please?
Hello.
This is Mike Howie for the next 30 seconds. After that, he will be someone completely different based on your suggestions. So, that being said, Mike, why don't you tell people about yourself?
About me?
About you!
Well, I'm Mike, as you may or may not have heard. I fit into this jumpsuit that I was given a lot of heads up about. I quite enjoy nature, and I enjoy talking a little too much sometimes. Like right now.
It feels like really dapper. Let's see. On The End of Time, mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, Mike, did you prepare anything for our show tonight?
I have a couple of ideas, but I don't know if I got my script pages.
It's improv. You make it up, and you know this.
Oh, okay. Then I'm ready. Oh, I'm good. Everything's fine.
So, for your character,
yes.
How long have you been on this planet?
How long have you been on the planet? Hundreds of years, maybe?
It's a lot of reiterations.
Yeah. And what's your body feel like? What's it look like?
It's kind of sometimes stiff and stuck in certain positions.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. It's a weird thing
to be. Do you have an image of what maybe you might resemble? Is there something that our human eyes can decipher?
Yes, I've heard that it's something like a tree.
Oh!
Yes.
A tree. Okay. Now, my lovely audience.
It's her audience.
Can you please give me a suggestion or two of what the alien sounds like? Does anyone have a sound that they make when they move? Bleep. Bleep. What was it? Bleep. Okay, so you make a bleep noise? Excellent. That's very good. What's a quirk this character has? You know, like they're...
Like standing in strange poses?
Love's interpretive dance.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Love's interpretive dance. And for the last one, what is their name?
Gurgles. Juniper.
Gurgles and Juniper. Their name is Gurgles Juniper.
Interpretive dance.
So, again, this is a tree creature that likes interpretive dance, posing...
Oh, and we need a title.
The last thing that we always do before we start the show is we get a type of friends title. Don't tell them we said that, though, because, copyright. So we usually start our show by saying,
The one with blank. So sometimes we'll say the one where Beatrix has a conniption, or the one where Bob steals all the... What was that?
Nothing.
Getting sassy already. Or the one where Bob has chocolate on his face. So may we have one suggestion or multiple? I don't know. You guys are the audience.
And don't raise your hand. You better shout. Just shout, dude.
The gang loses the contest. Thank you so much.
I told you, I don't have chips.
You always have chips, and you always lie about it, and I will always know because you always have crumbs everywhere.
Look, I'm being honest this time. I didn't bring chips on this hike because you said it was going to be a very short. In fact, you said it wasn't even a hike. We were just going to walk around the tree.
That is the only way I can get you to get your cardio up, Bob.
So I didn't bring anything except this backpack that's not full of chips.
Bob, it is night. We are lost. And we are surrounded by forests. And I just... If you don't have chips, you don't have rations, what do you have?
Good sense of direction?
That is...
And we're lost.
Guys, sorry I'm late.
Are you running? Our camp's right there.
Well, see, I didn't know that. I saw your note, going out on adventure, and then I followed this...
Oh, that was not my note.
I just wanted people to know where we were.
And then I noticed that there was a trail of potato chip bags leading all the way away from the base. And like the big ones that you really like, Bob, you have them in your bedroom at night. You know the ones I mean. With the salt and
there's our camp right over there, Beatrix. Look, I think we should just sit down next to this really nice tree here. That goes... Yip, in the night.
Are you sure that was the tree? Bartholomew, did you sit on a mushroom again?
No, and if I had, I wouldn't have yipped again.
It was pretty funny when you sat on that mushroom and yipped.
It was a tragedy.
Well, yes. Everyone's here except Albot, so...
I know! Actually, I'm coming up now. I followed also the bag of trails that Bob left.
Right, because it's his
chips,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. He signs all of his bags Bob.
Have the chips.
I just wanted to be a part of everything. You guys left me. You didn't bring me. I was pretty rotten, okay?
I thought we were just walking around a tree. That goes yip in the night.
Wait, Bartholomew, did you sit on another mushroom?
I don't sit on mushrooms that regularly.
But when you do, it's
pretty funny.
A problem.
And it does have a funny sound effect.
Let's talk about the chips again.
Oh, great. Yeah, Beatrix is keeping them all. She's hoarding all the chips.
Oh!
Yep. It's not me.
Was that me?
I think it's the tree.
Wait.
Trees don't talk.
Well, they also usually don't move that much.
What?
Ooh, it's kind of alluring.
Oh, no. This is like one of those art... What are those called? The installations where the artists just do weird things for 3 hours?
Art installations.
I'm transfixed by it, but I don't know what it means. I'm compelled to continue to watch. Oh, no.
Does it require audience participation?
It requires what you need.
Oh! That time it was... Those were worms! Yeah. The worms!
Mushrooms, I never say that when I sit on mushrooms.
We're past that, Bartholomew!
Yeah, we're really past that. Hello, Mr. Yip Tree.
Yip!
Well, I don't think it's intelligent.
Well, no, Bob, most things don't want to talk to you.
Okay, that's fair. Someone else want to try?
Well, I mean, I don't know if this will come in handy or not, but last night I was reading a book on the botany of this planet, and I was just at the chapter about...
Is anybody else falling asleep?
Yep. I was at the chapter about yipping trees. I'm starting to wonder if that might be very convenient in this scenario.
Yeah, I'm sure. What about you, Albot? You got any ideas?
I think we should cut it down.
Yeah. No.
Sorry?
I think it said do it, but then it's...
Okay.
No, it definitely said don't do it.
I think we should all stop talking like the tree isn't here.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Is it Mr.
Mrs.?
Yep.
It's just Yip Tree Girl.
Yip Tree Girl.
I'm sorry, was that your language? Were you trying to say your name?
Your language.
You know, I was watching this television program like from way back in ancient history. I know you guys don't want to hear about it, but they had these like translation devices that could translate any language so we could understand it. I was like, wouldn't that be cool right now?
Oh, I brought mine.
Never mind.
Okay.
I thought it might be convenient.
And yet no one brought food.
Well, I don't eat and I don't think about you guys all that much.
Shh.
Regardless, what does the translation device say?
I will turn it on.
Okay.
Takes a moment to charge.
To boot. Oh, yep. Oh, there it goes.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, so I think we just hold it up to... Do you see a mouth? And we should be able to understand it.
I say again, talk to it like it is here!
Pardon me. I hope this is your mouth and not something inappropriate. Oh, sorry, I spoke over you. I hate that as our first interaction. I'm Bartholomew. I prefer Bartholomew.
It's crazy how it knew that.
Very well, Barty's fine.
Oh, it can call you Barty.
I mean, it would be a sign of respect if it called me Bartholomew, but I don't want to offend the tree creature on it. Don't make this a sticking point. We're talking to another creature that we've never encountered before. What is your name?
Gurgle Geranium.
Close.
That sounds about right. Pleased to meet you. Is this... Can I shake?
Oh, thank you. That feels nice.
Oh, look at it shudder.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Bartholomew?
What?
You have a translator device. This can know what creepy means.
Oh, right, the translation works both ways, which I should have realized because I've already been speaking to it in a way that it's interacting back with me. I'm sorry about that.
You're supposed to be the smart one.
Want to chill?
No, Bartholomew, yes. That has a totally different meaning than what you think it means.
I didn't say Netflix.
Huh?
But Netflix and chill is the phrase with the connotation.
I don't follow what you mean.
Get someone else to translator, Bartholomew.
Okay, you think you can do better here?
Yeah. Hey, tree.
Hi.
You. Oh, I did the same thing you did where I interrupted. Okay, it's really hard to anticipate when it's going to talk. Okay, sorry. You go first.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what did the translator say that means?
I'm out of my depth, guys. I don't know what to do here. It's really looking at me. I can feel like all of its branches are...
Oh, just give me that.
Oh, Dad, take it from me.
Hello, Juniper. Huh?
Gurgle.
Gurgle?
Gurgle Juniper.
Gurgle Juniper. Sometimes
Gurgle Juniper Geranium.
Okay. It's lovely to meet you. I am fond of leaves, and yours are particularly lovely.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll do that back.
Oh. Ooh.
Careful, you don't know what that means.
Wait, I'm just going with it at this point.
Beatrice is part of the dance now.
Oh.
Sort of feel like I'm in the middle of something.
Oh.
Bob, you're a part of it too. We're all a part of it, I think. Oh, wow.
Oh, his tendrils are wrapping around my... That's interesting. This is getting a bit tight. I don't like this as much. This doesn't feel like a hug.
Wait, hold on. If you're going to pop, I'm
going to
take the chance.
No, don't take it.
You have to be polite. My tree, remember.
You
are...
Wait. I need the translator. What did she say? That doesn't make any sense.
Is she okay?
Cut back to base.
Uh,
Okay, fine, I'll say it.
What?
I'm sorry, Beatrix.
What? What happened? Why am I...
Don't... Did she notice... Did she notice Juniper?
Wait, what?
We really liked him, so we brought him back to the base. We dug him up, and we put him in a big pot, and we brought him back to the base.
But this thing just... But I'm here. Now that thing's here. I'm literally still in my pod.
After that, we had a really nice conversation with the translator, and we really let bygones be bygones. And we decided that we actually have both made some missteps at the beginning of this, and maybe it was best to start on a new leaf.
It was a real bonding moment. I think I can get along with my father now, based on his words of wisdom.
I cried.
You always cry!
But it was like a different kind of crying. It wasn't pathetic.
It was cathartic.
They got confused. They explained by your evocative dancing plea for death.
What you did was actually a challenge in its culture. You challenged it.
And you lost. Winner!
I hate this.
Episode!
Civilized, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, Michael Davinsky, and Phil Johnston, with special guest Michael Howie. Live sound by Eli Hamada McElveen, and technical assistance from Mark Nascimento. Recorded before a live audience at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. For more information, please visit civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Oh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.